preparation for the lesson excerpt from Bala Sulam, the writings of the last generation. It is a fact that Israel is hated by all nations, whether for religious reasons, racial reasons, capitalist reasons, communist reasons, or for cosmopolitan reasons, etc. It is so because the hatred precedes all reasons, but each merely resolves its loathing according to its own psychology. No council will help here except to initiate an international, moral, and altruistic communism among all nations. Israel must be the first amongst the nations to accept the altruistic communism. It must be a model demonstrating the good and beauty of this government, because they suffer and will suffer from the tyranny of the nations more than all other nations. They are like the heart that burns before all other organs. Hence, they are better qualified to adopt the proper government first.
We have to look at everything that's happening in humanity as a result of the balance between the forces of receiving and bestowal. There are only these two forces, so that hatred precedes any other feeling. That's clear to us. We're not fighting anti-Semitism, because obviously it is a natural phenomenon coming as a result of the shattering of the vessels, where the sparks of bestowal entered the vessels of reception, and they're contradicting each other, and it has to be that way. And these things occurred before the shattering of the vessels, but they did not occur to this extent. We learn it both from history and from the system of the spiritual forces, from Esav and Yaakov, from Bilam Balak and Israel, meaning this phenomenon is above nature, before creation, because we have two forces, existence from existing and existence from absence, and people that these forces have already awoken in existence from existing, the spark of the Creator, of course, they are hated upon people, in general, the vessels in which this force does not exist, and really there's no justification to justify, not to justify, but these are natural phenomena. We have to relate to it like to any other thing, like to nature's laws. And therefore, Baal Sulam says that there is no advice for it, meaning that there are many anti-definitions, how to say this, different leagues. There are different groups of Jews against discrimination and so on. It's all rubbish. Of course, all their work will do no good, because it's a natural phenomenon that you can't do anything about it, as Baal Sulam says. It's still ahead of us. It comes as a contradiction of these two forces. And it comes only when it comes down, and it manifests that way in this world. So until that group, which withholds in it the sparks of bestowal until it realizes it, they will be hated upon others because they're like a throne there, as something completely alien and strange. And even though externally they want to be like others, won't help because the inner spark, the inner Shimo, it's there, it's present. And therefore, you can always identify who belongs to this Shimo and who's not. And therefore, usually, the Jews now in the diaspora want to be like the nations of the world, and it has to be the opposite. By this, they will not merit anything. By this, they're hated even more. It's like Bala Sulam calls it altruistic communism, the corrected form, and when they reach that and show an example to the rest of the nations that in the meantime are falling into a great crisis that has no solution, then specifically those that are part of the spark, and we can't say that it's just those that can directly, it's possible to point at them directly saying they're Jews. No. Because as a result of the mixture of the vessels during the time of the shattering, these sparks, they came into everyone. And they exist more in these, less in those, more evident, and so on. But eventually they will be revealed in everyone. As he says, that the whole human nation has to perform that correction, regardless of the color of your skin, who you are. And therefore, the thing that each has to do, anyone with a burning spark, that is pushing him to discover the meaning of life, meaning the connection with the Creator, which is the meaning of life, because there, the entire secret of life, the secret of creation reveals, if we are drawn to that, and together with it, we build the connection between us, becoming one. And in this world, its expression is altruistic communism, that, as it says, an equal standard of living for everyone. Everyone cares for everyone else. Everyone cares only for the animalistic existence of on the bodily level, and all the rest is aimed at spiritual development, that by that we can show everyone the coming out of the crisis on the way to equality. Not to be equal among all the nations now, like there's this inclination now, because of the shattering in those same vessels that have fallen into the nations of the world, but the other way around, to correct ourselves from the nations of the world and pull them to the spiritual level. And we will correct by that all of the hatred that exists between the vessels. And we have to look at this phenomenon in a more system-wise plan. It's a very important topic, because here in this world we see all the phenomenon of the shattering of the vessels and what to do with them for the sake of correction. It's a shame to waste any time on anything else. We have to understand that we have the freedom of choice, the correction is upon us, the rest of the Kelim, the nations of the world, none of them are to blame that the force of shattering speaks from within them. And only we, since we do not hasten the correction, we become the reason for everything that's going on. Well, let's hope that... let's go to the lesson.